Wow. I wish you could trade spots with me for a second. You are an incredible, incredible sight. Congratulations to our graduates. And thank you to the parents, grandparents, siblings, friends, mentors, faculty, staff, and all in attendance today. Thank you for being here. And thank you for being there. There for our graduates when they needed it the most. You took the late night phone calls, gave impromptu pep talks, and proofread term papers, even if your own last term paper was written on a typewriter. Thank you. To borrow a Latin phrase, you are sine qua non, section. Literally translated, sine qua non means without which not. You are the people without which today would not be possible. Today is about honoring our graduates, but it is also about honoring you. So class of 2024, please rise and join me in thanking all of those in your lives in our sine qua non section. Thank them for all they've done. Now today we're gathered in a special place on this campus, the Marriott Center. For over the years, this arena has hosted artistic and athletic performances, scholars and dignitaries. It has also served as the hallowed forum where prophets and apostles have taught sacred truths, borne special witness, and inspired generations of students. The Marriott Center is named after J. Willard Marriott, in acknowledgement of the Marriott's generous support in constructing this very venue. But as evidence that no good deed goes unpunished, while Brother Marriott was here being honored when this very building was dedicated, his car was apparently being towed away from the very arena that now bore his name. If somehow you managed to escape BYU without getting a parking citation, there are still plenty of opportunities ahead. One prominent college president described the modern university as a collection of individual entrepreneurs, quote, held together by a common grievance over parking. But as you all know well, at BYU, we aspire to much, much more than this. In the parlance of statisticians, my favorite parlance, BYU is an outlier in the modern higher education landscape. We proudly and energetically embrace our charge from prophets and apostles to dare to be different and to become the BYU of prophecy. Our students and programs consistently rank among the most competitive in the nation. But at BYU, we are more concerned about the measurements of heaven than the metrics of this world. The courage to be different isn't really about singing hymns in tunnels or chugging chocolate milk by the gallon while eating yards of cougar tails. No, it's about our united quest to become the Christ-centered, prophetically directed University of Destiny and Promise. And today, graduates, my friends, BYU's mission is embodied in you as you go out and forge students and lives who choose daily discipleship, honor divine covenants, and strive to serve wherever your path might take you. This eternal curriculum is only just commencing for you graduates. A friend of mine played football at a community college in California. He wasn't a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but when a teammate transferred to BYU, he decided to come along. He spent more time on the sidelines than he did on the field, but he didn't mind because he was learning a lot, majoring in English and meeting people, including someone he hoped to marry. He was inquisitive and asked good questions. On the field, his queries were about X's and O's. In the classroom, he sought to hone his academic and communication skills, and he became increasingly interested in the purpose of life, his relationship with God, and the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. In time, he was baptized a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. When a teammate asked why, he responded simply, "I really believe for me, this is the way." As he approached graduation, a thoughtful mentor, seeing potential in this young man, asked him to stay on as a graduate assistant. Fast forward more than 40 years to February of this very year, and that same young BYU graduate, now looking a little older, stood atop a massive podium in Las Vegas, surrounded by floating confetti. He was holding the Lombardi Trophy, flanked by the woman he met and married here at BYU. Travis Kelce hugged him. Even Taylor Swift was giving him a little love. If you haven't guessed by now, this is the Andy Reid story. It's also a classic BYU story, a story of becoming, a story full of triumphs and trials, highs and lows, marked by daily decisions to choose Christian discipleship and the courage to embrace what Ruth Okediji described on this campus as a fully integrated life, a life in which religious convictions and professional pursuits are harmonized, not compartmentalized. Andy Reid said, what a great example Christ was for us in the All In podcast. He went on to say, all the trials and tribulations that he went through. Joseph Smith, the trials and tribulations that he went through. These are great examples for us. And then he went on to say, we just hang on to that iron rod because that son of a gun can be difficult at times. But you hang on and you work your way through these things and bank on your faith and then bank on your relationship with your spouse. Close quote. Graduates of 2024, your eternal journey of becoming commences today. Follow Jesus, honor your covenants, align your life with the teachings of living prophets, become the sine qua non in others' lives. And who knows? You may end up being buddies with Taylor Swift. Or perhaps your limousine will get towed from an arena that carries your name. In any event, I pray that goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, that your lives will be crowned with significant achievement and meaningful service, with rich relationships and ceaseless growth, with the joy of saints and the peace which passeth all understanding. Wherever your degree takes you, remember to continue to develop the courage to be different. Dare to strengthen your resolve as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And if you do get a parking ticket when you return to campus, come see me, I'll take care of it. We love you, and congratulations again, class of 2024.